My name is Michael Rosenban, and I'm the head varsity baseball coach at Carver Vocational Technical High School in West Baltimore. My secret weapon is that I know baseball and that I also know business. As I said, coach baseball. I worked in business on Wall Street and private equity in New York City. Talents. Talents are what you make of it. In 2011, the Carver Bears baseball team went 0-9. In 2012, we decided to do things differently, and we said each and every day we're going to practice winning. And that's as I stood in front of the team and said, we're going to learn about baseball. We're going to learn about Abner Doubleday, even though he didn't actually invent it. We're going to learn about Jackie Robinson, and we're going to learn about Leon Day. Leon Day is he's in the Hall of Fame, and he's in Cooperstown. There are three Negro League World Series in Baltimore, 1929, 1939, 1949. Baltimore Eli Giants in 39 and 49. We play our games at Leon Day Field, and so part of what practice winning meant is that we needed to resurrect heroes in West Baltimore so that we could relate in baseball. So when I said we're going to practice winning, Terrell Hickman, who is this year's Mr. Baseball, said, Coach, I think it sounds great, but how do you practice winning when you can't practice? I said, what do you mean, Terrell? It's a good question. All questions are good questions. Well, Coach, we don't have a place to practice, and we don't have anything to practice with. I said, that's a good point, Terrell. What does everyone else think about that? As I bought time. So our field is 2 miles away from where we go to school. So the first problem we had was getting there. The next problem we had is that our budget went to the purchase of new baseball bats. The specs had changed, and the cost of bats went from what we had to $500 each. So we were only able to buy two bats for our team, regardless of the size and weight and what the kids like to swing. So everything else was left up to us. And so I said, okay, you're right. So the next Daylon Jackson says, Coach, why are we bothering? It's dead. I said, it's not dead. Nothing's dead. We don't have any money, Coach Mike. We have money. I said, how do we have money? I said, I don't know what I make, but it's going to this. So we bought a van. I had the kids research. And basically, when I mentioned the fact that I have experience in business, I was able to be a participant observer throughout this experience. And so walk in and say, okay, let's take inventory, find out what we need. How do we collect this data? How do we put this data on an Excel spreadsheet so that we know what we're working with and we're able to make decisions, data-driven decisions, based on information that we have? And so we realized that we needed to buy a van. We bought a 1993 Dodge Caravan van with 270 million miles on it. The kids negotiated it, $2,500, and with wheels, we were able to get to the field and trade in our football cleats for baseball cleats, go on Craigslist, find gloves. And it was important that baseball became a respite, because having lived and worked in New York City and now fortunate enough to be a part of this Baltimore community, I realized that hard life is hard life. And when you have a hard time doing your homework because your hands get cold in between the two buses you have to take to get to high school, and that's the only time you can do it, you're doing everything right. And so as the high school baseball coach, just a baseball coach, I said, what we're going to do here is, like I said, we're going to practice winning. And so we committed as a team, and we were all in this together, and we said, and there is a Disney ending. We We went to the Sweet 16. We're sectional champions. And there are five kids that graduated that I continue to mentor. Daniel Tate, who is a freshman at Coppin State University, and I want to get back to him. There's Daylon Jackson, who graduated, and he takes the light rail every day at 11 o'clock at night, and I'm sorry, it's later, 2 o'clock at night, to work the morning shift at McDonald's through security. He was Mr. Baseball in his junior year. I have Sterling Hardy, who works at the convention center. Eric Page, who is getting his driver's license, and I have two kids that are at Coppin State University, still battling the things that buying books. They wanted a room together, but tuition is a whole lot more when you add board into it. And so Daniel Tate is really the reason I'm here, and this is about hope and change. And I didn't know this. I wear this every day, so it's not planned. But hope changes. Hope works. And I have a young man, Daniel Tate, who, in the time I've known him, has lost six people, friends and family members, to gun violence. And yet every single day, this kid gets up and does the right thing. So my secret weapon is Daniel Tate. And I just feel very fortunate that Baltimore, I grew up on the south side of Chicago in Hammond, Indiana, and this is now my home. And so, go Bears.